This is Josh Cohen and the Home Team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Overreaction Monday. The Home Team, Super Bowl 58 decided. 13 days away. Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you out there at all between now and then? Are you in? Do you get these next 2 weeks away from Vegas?
I get the next 2 weeks away.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank God. Like I was, so they got the UFC out there on those weekends, and like I'm just glad I'm not working.
Is there a fight card the night before?
Yeah, it is.
On February 10, there is.
It is. Joe Pyfer.
Is it Apex?
Apex.
Oh wow, that'd be a tough ticket.
Yeah,
be a tough ticket. Speaking of UFC and the big fight cards, John Anik and brother Jason Anik, they host Anik Squared podcast. And of course, John, who you know is being the lead play-by-play man of the UFC, they'll be in studio with us tomorrow, 4 o'clock hour, going to join us. We're going to find out what it's like to work with Dean Thomas. You'd think we would know, but we don't.
Oh, no, we don't really
work with him, yeah. So we don't know what's up. Question, what's it like to work with Dean Thomas? Because we don't know. He's never here.
Yeah, we have no idea.
That's a good question for them, don't you think? For John, it is.
For John, John know what's up.
Yeah. Gronk did not know who was. Will Dean Thomas know who this person, these persons, these people are?
I'm definitely going to know.
You know, remember that game show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes. Yeah.
We got a game called Are You Smarter Than Gronk? And it's Dean Thomas contestant today, contestant number one versus Gronk.
Oh, I can't wait. Watch this.
Watch out.
I ain't losing to Gronk. I'm telling you that right now. I will put money on it.
Is Dean smarter than Gronk?
I will put money on that.
We're finding out in just a moment. We entered the cocktail hour. It's been 6 days since we got a Dean Thomas, Frank Sinatra tribute to cocktail hour.
Oh, I got this.
When C-Cat does it, it makes my skin crawl. Because it's the cocktail.
It's the cocktail.
And he sounds like Count Chocula, Count Dracula. Do it.
You know, not many people are as sophisticated as me, and my dialogue reflects as such, so I don't hold it against you.
You get mad at me for saying I'm the queen of fashion, and then he says things like that.
Well, yeah, I'm
because he's closer to accurate than you are.
No, he's not.
Just give Dean a taste of it's the cocktail hour.
It's the cocktail hour.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm rubbing your shoulders while I say it.
Hey! That reminds me, Super Bowl Radio Row, we were in Miami. The last time it was this game. The Niners and the Chiefs, Miami, February 2nd, 2020, right before pandemic. We're live on Radio Row. We had our setup the whole week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We did the show there every day. And it's like Thursday, which means it's getting crazy in there. Everybody's there. So Brian McLovin, producing the show, I'm on the air, I think, and I look over, and Brian is sitting there with a look on his face, like a blank look on his face, and Joe Theismann is rubbing Brian's back. He's giving like, you know that like, that kind of loosen up, babe, kind of 1970s inappropriate touching in the workplace, shoulder rub? Theismann is doing that to Brian. Brian's sitting in a chair. Theismann is looking at me with a big smile, and Brian's looking at me like, what is happening right now? And I said, Brian, how do you know Joe Theismann? And Brian goes, I don't. They didn't even just
did,
running.
Mean, did he realize it? Theismann? Did he know it was a person and not a hairy couch?
Theismann. Brian kind of does look like a hairy couch.
A furry couch.
Maybe he thought it was modern art.
Yeah.
This furry chair. Theismann noticed we were on the air, and I think he thought, like, hey, I'm going to give these guys a treat. They're going to be like, oh, my God, it's Joe Theismann. Yeah. But if you look around, there's everybody everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You recognize everyone. There's movie stars. There's pop stars. There's football players, other athletes. There's TV. There's comedians. There's everyone. And he's looking at me with a smile, and Brian is looking at me like, what is happening right now? So, Brian, how do you know Joe Theismann? And Brian says in front of him, I don't. What is going on right now?
It's weird because there are guys out there who kind of do that. They get real touchy-feely, and they like to like touch on people a lot.
Yeah.
But Brian doesn't give off them vibes.
No.
He likes to be touched.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would touch him because he doesn't give that vibe off.
He was sitting there facing us. We're on the air, and Theismann was like, I'm going to make these guys a day. I'm Joe Theismann. Watch this. It was so surreal and bizarre. I was like, what the hell is happening right now? Anyways, I digress. Dean, what did Frank Sinatra say about the cocktail hour?
It's the cocktail hour.
and Tina dressed like a fake-ass cowgirl.
Oh.
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
No, it's not what he said. I just listened to it.
I don't think he says that.
It's not at all what he said. The cocktail hour is being brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock is legal in Florida. We're going to have fun with Hard Rock Bet. Counting down to that big tackle football contest happening in 13 days. Hard Rock Bet. Have you heard? Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida. I'm sure you have. You know the song by now. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only sportsbook. Only place where you can legally and actually bet on sports. Every sport. From football, tennis, hockey, basketball, baseball, golf, racing, everything. Easy to sign up, fast deposits, fast withdrawals. You can use PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, whatever you want. Hundreds of props, parlays, live play-by-play betting, which is awesome. Across every sport, soccer included. And you can bet anywhere in the state of Florida. To get started, download Hard Rock Bet on the App Store or Google Play Store. Go online at hardrock.bet. Hardrock.bet. The app is clean, straightforward, easy to use without the clutter you see on most sportsbook apps. The app is simple enough for first-time bettors, but with all the features and functionality that experienced bettors, players expect. Plus, when you sign up, you get a no-regret first bet up to $100. See the details. It'll explain everything for you. Don't miss another week of getting a chance to make what we call chicken wing money. Tonight, by the way, I got a little chicken wing money play for you.
Oh, where?
Tonight, I got a little play for you. I'm due to give you a winner, and we'll do that inside the two-minute warning. By the way, you can use your no-regret first bet on parlays, props, over, unders, more, any games you want. If your first bet doesn't win, that means you'll get up to $100 back to try again. The amount you bet is the same amount you get back, paid as a bonus bet. Those are the details. Remember, Hard Rock Bet, offered by Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 888-ADMIT-IT for Hard Rock Bet. It is legal in Florida. It is, it's as sticky as when Chili's did, I want my baby back, baby back. Hard Rock Bet jingle is an earworm. If you hear it anytime in the evening hours, you hear it. Hard Rock is legal in Florida.
They got to bring flash mobs back because that's what the commercial is,
yes,
right?
It's kind of like a flash mob.
I want to be a part of a flash mob.
You should be.
I would love to be a part of one.
You should be.
If anyone's organizing one, please reach out.
You should learn to be fearless. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your friend Marlene.
That, yes.
We're going to get to Marlene coming up. Right now, though, back on schedule. Gronk did not know who was. Dean, any idea? He was working the game yesterday.
He was working the game?
He was working the Niners game.
Joe Tessitore.
He didn't know who Joe Tessitore was.
Yeah.
No. Most people don't know who just Joe Tessitore is.
I was about to say, I don't know who he is either. I just made the name up.
Well, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's take an audible listen. Let's actually listen to some of whom this might have been and see if you can identify.
Okay.
Because Gronk had no idea. So C-Cat has a little sampling for you. Take a listen, Dean. That's good enough. Any idea who that is? Any idea who that is?
I know the song.
All right, let's try another one. Take a listen to this one. Oh, yeah. Here in the dark. You know the song?
No, I know the first one, though.
I know the song.
Lying beside her.
Lying beside
her. Here in the dark. Boys to Men. Boys to a Men. Boys to Men do a sick cover of this.
Do they?
Yeah. Nate, any idea? Let's try this banger from right, the same artist. Take a listen. Oh! Let's go.
See, I'm trying to get my 80s. I'm trying to pull out my 80s right
about
now.
About to be a car chase in an 80s movie.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's a breakup song.
Can I take a guess?
Not yet. Tina, what's the name of the song?
I don't know. I know the song, but...
Someday love will find you. break those separate ways.
Any idea?
You got one more?
Got one more.
All right, one more, Dean Thomas. One more.
This is disappointing.
Oh! This was playing Metal Soprano, trying to find a parking spot.
You have to know this song.
Trying to parallel park with their stupid idiot brother AJ.
I know all the songs. I just don't know. I'm gonna take a stab at who sings it.
Inside the diner, Anthony Soprano, Carmela Soprano, looking at the menu. Metal can't park. AJ's no help as usual. AJ's completely helpless and useless.
And this is white people's anthem at the.
Oh, yes. You play this in the bar, at the club?
This is a white person bar anthem.
For sure.
Screaming the lyrics.
Time to try! Any idea?
I'm going to take a stab at it.
Go ahead.
I have a guess.
Go ahead. Rick Springsteen.
No! Oh, come on, man.
Wait. I want to guess.
No, you already know the answer.
Like it's Journey?
That's why I said you know the answer. Didn't I just say no, you know the answer? We're going to have more fun with him.
That was shocking, though, that I knew
the
answer.
Way to go, Tina. Way to ruin everything. How much more fun could we have had at Dean's expense?
See, I was going to say, then I was going to go Air Supply.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. And then?
And then, I don't know, I was going to just keep going down the list of...
We were
going
to have
fun with
you.
That's disappointing of you that I knew that.
It's not disappointing that you knew it. It's disappointing that you said into the microphone.
Sorry.
What the name of the band
is. I was really happy that I kind of thought I knew it.
No idea what we're going to do the next 12 minutes. Next 12 minutes just
I was going to get it eventually.
Were you, though?
Yeah. It's been a minute since I listened to Journey.
I was going to have to give you hints. I was going to have to be like, there is a shoe store in the mall that C-Cat goes to comparison shop for his...
I'm like, Zoomies.
For what?
Zoomies.
Zoomies. Is there. Why are you laughing?
I'm surprised you remembered that story.
That you went there to comparison shop for price to try them on, but you're too cheap to buy them there, so you went online and ordered them, but there's nothing wrong with that.
But I felt guilty because I looked at the commission in the elevator on the way away from the store, and, you know, I took some money out of that guy's pocket.
How much?
Who looks up that?
What commission?
Someone that has a little bit of empathy.
10%?
I think it was 15%.
Okay, and the shoe's what, $50?
Yep.
So you should have walked back there, gave him $7. And said, hey, man, I just want to let you know.
I'm buying these online.
Nothing but these online, but I'll make sure you get your cut.
Yeah.
Wasn't the savings like $15 online?
Yeah,
so you could have split the difference. You give him $7.50.
You would have still made out $7.
Listen, man, that was before I was on the air every single weekday. Times were tough, all right? I was on the air maybe once a week.
Oh, you're paid now?
Yeah. I'm a made man of this station.
You're what?
I'm a made man of this station.
He's a made man. Made now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It was Journey. Gronk did it. It shocks me because, like, Journey is one of those American... kind of classic rock bands with anthems, with scream-along songs.
Mm-hmm.
How does Gronk, Mr. Party Guy,
not know that?
But then they play Don't Stop Believing. He goes, I know this song. Yeah. I know this song.
I hope so.
I know these. And they're like, it's Journey, you jackass. Journey, by the way, is a Bay Area band. So, Niners.
Right, okay.
Bay Area. I didn't know that. So they're like the local legends.
I mean, to be fair, Tina, like back in the day, I was listening to like Big Daddy Kane. And Public Enemy, you know what I'm saying? Really? I wasn't listening to Journey.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That's
back
what
in
I'm
the
saying.
Day.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
How about years ago, the guy who brought his wife to they crashed the White House. Remember they went to in the event at the White House, and they met Neil Schon, the guitar player from Journey, and the husband's like, "We're huge fans. I love Journey. Seen you guys a million times." And Neil Schon's like, "Oh, awesome, great, thanks." And then he hit it off with the guy's wife. And then she left the man.
No.
That's why I never introduce your ladies to, like, you know, the rock stars.
Yeah, I was about to say, especially rock stars.
Steal your girl.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's
terrible. He stole that dude's wife.
That's why I got to learn how to play an instrument.
Why is that?
So I can be a rock star.
You want to be a rock star now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a rock star. I'm going to learn how to play the guitar.
If you have the patience to learn Brazilian jiu-jitsu to the degree that you are a master, black belt master, I imagine it won't be hard for you to learn it.
Guitar.
But an instrument.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But my problem is
I thought you played the old trombone. I saw you one time. I thought you were practicing. I walked up on Dean's car. I was in the parking lot, Treasure Coast Square Mall.
Is this real? Dean's laughing so hard that I feel like this is a real story.
I thought he was having band practice.
Yeah, this actually happened, Tina.
It was Dean and another dude
in
his car.
You wouldn't know. You weren't even around.
The windows were a little steamy. And all I saw was Dean going... And I was like, oh, it's a weird time to be practicing instruments in a car at 4 o'clock in the morning in the mall.
He wants to be a rock
star. I don't know. Were you practicing?
That's another episode of The Sopranos, too. I think the same scenario.
DeVito.
Yes.
The construction site. Dean, what were you doing in the car that day?
Practicing the trombone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good for you. I'm not here to judge. But you should learn trombone, though, because you're familiar with that motion.
What are we getting?
Spit valve. What are you laughing at? Did you play in the band? Man. Did you play an instrument as a kid?
No, never.
Did you ever play as a kid, Tina?
No.
No instrument?
No.
In school? You never got interested in music as a kid?
I never played instruments.
I like asked for a piano when I was younger. Like,
of course
I had,
you did. Yeah. I want the one Elton John plays. Yeah. No, what is this? This is a baby grand.
I had the plastic piano that was easy
plastic
to carry. That
piano.
That was light as can be and you could take anywhere.
Plastic piano sounds like a band C-Cat was in with his other nerd neighbor friends, doesn't it?
Plastic piano.
Like,
plastic
in high school, they're like, we have a band.
It was like C-Cat and Ken LaVica.
Here's the image I have. C-Cat has like big, like emo bangs.
Yes.
And he keeps moving his head to move him out of his way. So he has big swoopy bangs. Yep. And he keeps like doing that twitch to get him out of his eyes. And he's got a fake piercing in his eyebrow.
In his eyebrow.
His eyebrow. And he's all emoed out and he wears like black and white striped stuff and pins from Topic.
And I was gonna say, does he color his nails black?
He's yeah, nails black, are painted, nails black. Painted black.
Fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves. Yeah. Nails painted black. And with like a little bit of mesh.
Yeah.
You know, like Prince.
Yeah.
And then and then, you know, his mom's like, Christian, you have to eat. He's like, call me by my name, Raven. Raven?
And see, no wonder he's a Baltimore fan.
I'm in a band. Tell me your band, Raven. Plastic piano. I had a lot of Dashboard Confessional.
I had a crisis like 3 years ago where I wanted to learn how to play guitar. My girlfriend planned this trip to one of the guitar stores that were in Oklahoma. And I walked in and
don't
I got
you mean
over-
the guitar store that's in Oklahoma? Yeah.
I walked in, I got overwhelmed because they were asking me questions I didn't know the answer to, and I walked out.
Like so, what? Like what? How do you make a baby?
No. They were asking all these particular questions about what kind of guitar I wanted, what I wanted to play, and I had no idea, and I like cried. I was so sad.
What you cried?
My eyes were watering.
What kind of crisis were you going through that you wanted to learn the guitar?
I don't know. You know, the years were going by. I just had a birthday, and I didn't know how to play an instrument.
Dude, you turned 21.
I know.
The years are going by.
I just thought it's time to make a switch in my life.
Raven. Tomorrow on the show, not just John and brother Jason Anik, but also special appearance by Raven from the band Plastic Piano.
Do you know somebody that knows how to teach guitar? I'll get back into it. We'll start a band. Or no, I'll play drums.
I know where you can learn guitar. It's called YouTube. It's on your phone.
That's true. I guess so.
I'm still envisioning C-Cat as Raven with these big old trench coat and these big old knee-high
mascara
boots.
Can you come with some eyeliner on tomorrow?
That's what I was going to ask.
Excuse me. It's not eyeliner. It's guyliner.
Mm-hmm.
When Raven wears it. And it's not mascara. Yeah. It's manscara.
And, okay. And if you don't, I'm going to give you permanent. I'm going to black both your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my buddy Kells and he'll show me how to do it. Machine Gun Kelly.
Coulson. Oh, Machine Gun Kelly.
Coulson, yeah.
Kells?
Kells,
that's
yeah.
what he calls him, Kells.
Well, you're tight with him like me. That's what you call him, so I should have. My bad.
I understand. Gronk didn't know who Journey was. They were playing halftime right behind him. He said, who's that?
Wait, they were doing halftime?
What?
Journey was there at halftime?
Journey played halftime.
Really?
The NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Hold on. Gronk is from Buffalo?
Gronk is from Buffalo.
That's right.
How'd you know that?
Because you did the accent.
Oh, that you know it's Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. CJGJ, your boy, Tina. C.J. Garner-Johnson, he had a rough back and forth with Deebo Samuel beginning of the season. Then he had a little back and forth at the end of Baker Mayfield's season. Remember, he said publicly before they played the Bucs, he said if they had a good quarterback, they'd be really good. Like, if they had a good quarterback.
He's the one who said that.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And then he intercepted Baker Mayfield in the first series.
Yeah.
And then
he tossed it back to him.
See, Cat?
Sure did. On his way to the sideline.
He's like, here's your ball back. Here's your ball, which is humiliating.
Yeah, that is cold.
You know, it's one thing if it's like you make mistakes, another thing if he gets intercepted.
I know.
Well, he got his karma comeback yesterday. Karma will get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, right when the Lions took a 13-point lead, about to kick the extra point to make it a 14-point lead in the second quarter, CJGJ turned around to the Niners fans and he was waving goodbye, which it's a little early, you know? I mean, it's a second quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as soon as he did that, I knew. As soon as he did that, I was like, oh, they're going to lose the game. I knew they would lose. Because the football gods are like, that's not how you
do it. Yeah, that's not how this works.
Nah. However, they didn't mind him talking bleep to Baker Mayfield because they're like, no, we got you on this one. We want to see Baker suffer. That's fine with us. CJ GJ waved goodbye to the Niners fans. Debo's been sitting on this because remember, he was, you know, saying like, you're a little boy, you can't run routes. You know, you're a running back. You're a glorified running back. That's it. Well, the story was on social media and there was a video clip and your boy, Debo Samuel, quote tweeted it. And he said, somebody go check on Lil Bro. Ooh. With a crying face, little crying face. Mm. These two are going to have a physical altercation.
No doubt about it.
In the offseason. At Super Bowl somewhere.
Yeah, they're going to meet up at a party somewhere.
Yeah.
Andre Johnson, Cortland Finnegan. Do you remember that fight?
I do.
Something like that. We need one of those in the NFL next season.
That wasn't as good as Michael Crabtree and was it Pac-Man Jones? Who was it? Snatched? No.
With a chain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that
one. It was like, I'm going to snatch your chain.
Yeah, and he took his chain.
And then he did.
Yeah.
In the middle of the game.
Yeah.
While you were in your chain.
And then they started fighting. I remember
Crabtree and no, you know, it wasn't. It was what's his face? Used to play for Denver Broncos, who's scary as hell. Who used to come on the radio and tell Lebatard's show about how his uncle would shoot in the house. Scary dude. Who became an analyst on Fox.
Losing me. I'm gonna try to find it.
Come on, defensive back. This just your job.
He has like a Muslim name. Not as Hakeem, but along those lines.
That's right.
I got Akil
Shabazz. No.
What are you saying?
I don't
know. What are you saying?
I got it. Akib Talib.
Akib Talib. I told you Muslim sounding name?
Yeah.
Akib Talib. That's exactly right. Here's a sound I wanted to give you earlier, and now I'm going to give it to you. Dan Campbell, what did he tell his team? Listen closely to what he says he told his team, and then he contradicts himself. But I'm not sure I would take this if I was a player on this team and the coach came in after we blew a 17-point lead at halftime. To go to Super Bowl, take a listen.
Told those guys, this may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here. I'm well aware. And it's going to be twice as hard to get back to this point next year than it was this year. That's the reality. And if we don't have the same hunger and the same work, which is a whole nother thing, once we get the offseason, then we got no shot of getting back here. I don't care how much better we get or what we add or what we draft. It's irrelevant. It's going to be tough. Everybody in our division is going to be loaded back up. And, you know, you're not hiding from anybody anymore. Everybody's going to want a piece of you. And which is fine, you know, which is fine. But so it's hard. You want to make the most of every opportunity. And we had an opportunity, and we just couldn't close it out. It stings.
Dan Campbell, what he told his team, Tina, the first 5 seconds, what mattered most to me. In the first 5 seconds of what he said there, what is your takeaway?
I just think he's being real. Like, he's being very real with the team.
But he said he didn't mean it. He said he didn't really think it. Did he really mean it? No. In the first 5 seconds of what he said.
He didn't think it, but he meant it?
He said, I don't really believe that. You know, I don't really think that. But that's what I told my team. What did you hear in the first 5 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like he was trying to not lie to them.
Motivate them?
Yeah, but manipulate them in a way where he was, you know, to get the best out of them.
Listen to the first 5 seconds again. Listen to what he says that he told his team. And do I believe that? No. Listen.
Told those guys. This may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However,
this may have been our only shot. He went in there and told those guys, this may have been our only shot.
Yeah, so like that's not like, listen, it's do or die right now. We got to go out there and do this
no,
right
no.
now.
No, no, this was after the game was over.
Oh, really?
They lost. They were about to go to Super Bowl. You know how many times the Detroit Lions have been to the Super Bowl? Zero. Team's never been there. You know the last time they won a road playoff game? 1957.
Wow.
Elvis Presley.
No kidding.
They had just lost this game. Heartbreaking game. And coach says, this may have been our only chance to get here. I'm not sure how I would take that as a player. You tell me.
That would be hard to take, but I think...
Is that the time and place to do it? Is what I'm saying. Is that the time and place?
No.
Well, no. I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to set the stage for next year. So that they leave that room thinking... Man, we can do this. We can do this next year. We can show.
You're a coach.
Yeah.
You're a motivator. Is that the message to the 53 men and everybody else in that locker room? Or is the message right then and there, fellas, this hurts. I know this hurts. I want you to feel this hurt. I want you to remember exactly how you feel right now. In fact, take a selfie if you want and make that your lock screen on your phone so you don't ever have to feel this way again. I'd rather
That's the direction I would go with it.
The whole idea of, you know, you may never get here again. This may have been our best chance. It kind of feels like all hope is lost. It's not going to be a let's go prove them wrong. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Dan Campbell is the prototypical player's coach.
Yes.
So much, though, is that he took that loss as his players probably did. Emotional overreaction, immediately felt that way. You see guys throw their helmets on the sidelines, saying this is the end of the world. Well, his spot is to be that emotional stability where he's an even keeled going to the presser.
Three questionable calls made by Dan Campbell. He's the head coach. He's the guy who's got to be situationally aware. And you know what? As a blackjack player, I know what you're supposed to do, but there are times also I say, you know what? I'm going to hit this 13 on your deuce because I just got a feel. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. It can't always be, well, the analytics say. The analytics may be great for the second quarter of a game in September. They might not be ideal for the fourth quarter of a game that you just gave up a 17-point lead the end of January. You know what I'm saying?
The given circumstances are pretty important.
Correct. Take a listen to what Dan Campbell said about his decision to go for two twice, neither of which worked out. He doesn't address the fact that at the end of the first half, they decided just to take the field goal from the 2 yards as opposed to another play to try and get seven, which would have really been a statement. He did something that he doesn't do that was a bad idea, it seems, in hindsight, and then he did something he always did in situations that maybe it wasn't the best idea, and not because it didn't work. It's the wrong thing if it's the wrong thing. Doesn't matter if it works or not. But listen to what he said about going for two and if he regrets it.
Yeah, I just felt really good about us converting and getting our momentum and not letting them play long ball. They were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back. And it's easy hindsight, and I get it, you know. I get that, but I don't regret those decisions. And that's hard. You know, it's hard because, you know, we didn't come through. It wasn't able to work out, but I don't. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man. But you know, it just didn't work out.
That's an emotional Dan Campbell right after the game. Tina, he said, I don't regret those decisions. I don't. And that's hard. Thoughts?
He doesn't, because in the moment he thought that was the right call.
Correct. He doesn't regret it. I don't. And that's hard. But your thoughts on him saying that to the media?
He's just being real. I appreciate that. Like, he's just keeping it real.
He's being real. Because a lot of guys would say, you know, I mean, obviously, since it didn't work, we wish we didn't have done it. Because obviously it meant that maybe something else would have worked, like a field goal.
Here's the thing, though. And I appreciate him being real, too. But being 0-for-3 on these type of calls, I get it if he took the first one and was like, all right. But one of those calls, he probably could have been a little more conservative on and to make sure he got something out of it.
There are times and places to go forward on fourth down. There is. And the analytics are going to say that this is what you should do given circumstance. But the analytics don't know it's the final game of January. And the analytics don't know that in that game, you led by 17 and they roared back. The analytics don't know how the other team got back in the game. They don't know those emotional aspects, the momentum.
Right.
The computer doesn't know those things. It just knows, okay, it's 4th and 3. You're at the 32-yard line. Here's the point differential. It doesn't realize it's fourth quarter. There's 7 minutes and 32 seconds left.
Yeah.
He said, I don't regret those decisions. I don't. And that's hard. I appreciate him saying that's hard. It's hard to admit that I made the decisions. My call didn't work. I stand by it. There's no excuses. It's not a lack of execution. I don't regret making those. In other words, I would make the same ones again. It's hard to admit that.
Yeah, he's doing two things. He's one, taking accountability, and he's also not just waving the white flag and saying, I'm the sacrificial lamb. That was dumb. Why did I do that? No, he's both standing by what he did and taking accountability.
Going forward on fourth down is not a bad thing. The numbers are going to tell you that it was the right thing. Given the emotion of how that game was being played and how the 17-point lead got blown to then you're down 10, you might want to do things different. But what surprised me was there was still time on the clock first half. and he opted for the field goal as opposed to another play or two into the end zone. That was number one. And the other non-fourth down call was taking the timeout at the end of the game. I get you're a little disorganized, but you know what? Running the play disorganized, because if you score, you need the third down anyway, the third timeout anyway. And if you don't score, guess what? You need the third down anyway.
Right.
That's where, what's more valuable? What's more valuable? The timeout is more valuable than getting organized to run the play. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because there's lots of ways to earn another first down or to score, as opposed to, you can't, there's no way to earn a timeout.
Right.
There's lots of ways to earn the objective of scoring and or stopping the clock.
I mean, but you, we talked about game management.
Might be the worst call.
I mean, but we talked about game management, you know, all show.
For quarterbacks.
Yeah, for quarterbacks. But right. To me, this just feels like a situation for, as a coach, it was like poor game management.
The problem is, he says, well, here's who we are. We stick to our guns. We go for it on fourth. And that's fine. But you saw what happened on my birthday in Dallas on Saturday night. When they went for two, was fine. When the penalty got called, they went for two, backed up from the 7-yard line, and that's the wrong call.
It's an emotional call.
That's an emotional call. That's the guy at the blackjack table that lost five hands in a row. He was betting $100 a hand. Well, now he's so pissed he got beat five in a row, and now he's putting a stack of $1,000 on the table.
Yeah.
He got no reason to do it other than frustration. He's pissed. He's an emotional gambler.
Full tilt.
Yeah, but he felt like, well, we've done it all season. I can't change now. Nope. I hit 16s at the blackjack table. Sometimes I say, you know what? In this situation, I'm not gonna.
Right.
Cause I've been paying attention to the circumstances.
You got to.
What you drive says a lot about you. And if what you're driving has the Ed Morse name on it, it says you expect a lot about and from your vehicle. Ed Morse doesn't just sell vehicles. They stand behind them. And behind the each and every one of the more than 2 million, get that, T, 2 million people that drive their vehicles.
Wow.
That's why the family owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group of dealerships has been in business since 1946. 78 years of dedication to customers, dedication to community. When Ed Morse says they have your back, believe them. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. And remember, you are always backed by Morse. And by the way, happy belated birthday, Teddy Morse. What a birthday, I believe, on Saturday.
Yes, happy birthday, Teddy. I reached out.
Good looking out, Tina. We come back. Tina made a new friend named Marlene.
Marlene.
Tina got all of her fashion and style tips from Marlene. Details coming up. Plus, Dean was with KC this weekend, and there were celebrities all around.
All around?
Yeah. We got the details on that coming up in just a second. The home team on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Tina got a new girlfriend who is giving her style and fashion tips. Marlene.
And life advice.
And life advice. Tina's got a new mentor in life.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean spent part of Friday night with KC.
Yeah.
Saw it on Instagram.
I was out there.
Balling out. Celebrities in there.
You know what I'm saying?
Including Eric B.
Eric B.
Where was Rakim?
It was Eric B.
Where was Rakim?
Oh, I don't know.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
And as Jean Levine, accident attorneys, car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall. My friends, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they've assembled a massive team of litigators that will fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation you know you deserve. So listen, if you're in an accident, your insurance company wants you to talk to them. It's a trap. Don't do it. Don't do it. Anajar and Levine will fight to get you maximum compensation you deserve. You got to call them for your absolutely free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine and the Anajar and Levine difference. That's the Anajar and Levine difference and then some. It takes one phone call to begin to take back control of your life. So do that. Take back control. Trust me on this. They represented me. Don't talk to your insurance. Don't try to deal with the insurance companies on your own. It's impossible. Anajar and Levine are going to help you take back control. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. For Anajar and Levine accident attorneys, take back control of your life. Tina, who's your friend Marlene?
Marlene.
Marlene. Marlene. Marlene.
Marlene.
Wow.
Wow.
Dolly Parton.
Where'd that come from?
Thank you for the assist.
Well, someone had to. It was kind of awkward.
You didn't know the song I was doing.
I didn't know.
You didn't know the song.
Jolene.
Dolly Parton. Yes. Right, exactly.
So I met Marlene Friday night at happy hour.
Drinking?
Yeah.
Early in the night?
Yeah.
Wow. Like you?
I went to a local spot just here around the office, mm-hmm. and there was only one seat open at the bar. So me and my friend, she allowed me to sit in the seat, and this was right next to Marlene. And so I'm sitting there just ordering my drink, and she let me know that she would be leaving shortly and that my friend could have the seat when she
Marlene leaves. Told you this.
Marlene, yes.
Did she have a southern accent?
No.
In my mind, she does.
No.
Uh-huh.
Does she have an accent like Buffalo, New York?
No.
Wisconsin? New
no.
York? Boston?
No. I didn't really notice an accent.
Philadelphia? Baltimore?
It was also very loud.
What kind of hair does she have?
She had mid-length brown hair.
How old was she?
Has to be in her early 70s.
Early 70s, Marlene. Yes. Shout out.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can have my seat. I'm not going to be here much longer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was she smoking a cigarette?
No, she was not.
Damn
she
it.
Was drinking a margarita, so oh, she was my lady.
Did you see her as future self? That's me in 40 years?
Yeah.
45 years?
No, I didn't see her as my older self.
Was she there with anyone else?
No, she's by herself.
That's definitely you in 45 years. Margarita's
at
the bar.
Yeah, by myself.
Talking to strangers.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, sit here.
Actually, that does seem like my older self.
Hi, I'm Tina. What's your favorite color?
Oh, that does seem like my life.
But you guys bonded.
So yeah, she starts talking to me like, where are you from? And then I get to learn that she's from Detroit. She moved down
she
here.
She didn't have a Detroit accent?
Again, it was kind of loud. Like
Motor City Madman.
I was going to say, what's the Detroit accent?
It's kind of like Kid Rock. It's kind of almost like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's not as hard as Chicago.
Right.
But it's a little bit of that, Midwest.
She's from Detroit. She moved down here.
Detroit.
2 years ago, she lives around here. She walks everywhere. Only takes her car out once a week.
Well, with the DUI, she has to.
She does not have a DUI. We just got to talking, and I found out she loves Prosecco, but you know, she loves the margaritas at the place we went to. And then she was just telling me, she was like, you know, don't live in fear. She goes, people who live in fear like attract fear. And she told me this story.
That's right. That's
she told me this story when she was like going to her cousin's wedding. She actually got her cousin scared her so much about this area that the wedding was in that she became fearful and she got robbed. And she's like, that's never happened.
She attracted some
robbers.
Yeah, she said she was fearful while like being there and it attracted something to happen. She was like, don't live in fear, live your life. She was giving me life advice left and right.
Also, don't go to weddings in Detroit.
Yeah.
the advice she should have gave you.
Yeah.
Here's where the wedding was.
The wedding was in California.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But she was just the sweetest lady, and I told her where I worked, and she said she walks along this like Rosemary all the time.
Is she going to walk by and wave?
I told her, I go, if you're ever walking down the street during like Monday through Friday,
Come 9 to 5,
I go ring the doorbell and ask for Christina.
If you're here 4 to 6 on a Monday or Tuesday walking by, come in and give us a piece of life advice.
Yeah, she would love that. And she told me that if she walks by, she will ring the doorbell and ask for me. And I really hope she does.
Story,
she was so sweet.
Story time with Tina and Marlene today was presented by Truist. If you start with care, you get better stuff. You get better banking, for example. Truist understands it's not what people say that matters. It's what they do that matters. Did you buy Marlene a margarita?
And she was leaving. Or
see
I
what
totally
I'm saying? Tina doesn't show the care. She doesn't. Says it. She doesn't do it.
She don't do it.
But
she
Truist
live
does.
That life.
If
Truist
I ever see her again, I'll buy her a margarita.
Whether it's your checking, your savings, credit cards, mortgages, loans, investments, Truist does all that. So you can focus on life stuff. Like maybe going to college or getting married or having kids or starting a business or going to happy hour with Marlene. Whatever it may be.
Whatever.
The important life stuff. Okay. Visit a branch near you. Check them out online. You will see the difference for yourself. You will feel the difference. It matters with care. And Truist is proof of that. Truist, when you start with care, you get a different, you get a better kind of bank. Time now for Remember When, presented by Brain Matters Research. It was on this day, back in 2012. See if you guys remember this.
The story of the great tennis matches ever played. This one has got to be right up the front of the book. 5 hours and 53 minutes. Novak Djokovic is the champion in Melbourne for the third time.
The 2012 Australian Open. Djokovic beats Rafa 5-7, 6-4, 6-2, 6-7, 7-5. With the exception of that third set, every one of them came down to a key broken service. The longest Grand Slam singles final in duration in the entire Open era. As you heard him say, 5 hours and 53 minutes tennis match. And by the way, those are the two men with the most major championships in tennis history.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
5 hours.
Presented by Brain Matters Research, making memories matter. Keep your independence, gentlemen and ladies. 50 and over, you should be having memory screenings as part of your annual routine checkup. And they will give you a free, quick memory screening as well. If you're under 50, that's okay. We all know and love people who are 50 and above that should go in for an absolutely no cost to them. Free memory screening as part of their annual routine checkup. Because it used to be years ago, you had no idea. Nothing could be done if you had dementia or Alzheimer's or indicators of. But now stuff can be done. Now stuff can be done. Two new groundbreaking FDA-approved treatments for Alzheimer's, showing the ability to stabilize progression and even restore some issue. There's a study that tests your blood to see if you may have signs of memory loss. How about that? Nothing will cost you a cent. Nothing whatsoever. It's impossible. You could be compensated for your time and travel to participate in the study. If you've ever witnessed a loved one deteriorate from dementia and Alzheimer's, you don't ever want to see it again, and you will certainly do not want that for yourself. Doesn't have to be the case anymore. Okay? Participate. If in fact. But the best way, obviously, to get ahead of that is to find out if you qualify. Again, at absolutely no cost to you whatsoever. All you got to do is go to memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memoryscreeningsflorida.com. Memory Screenings, has an S on that, plural, Florida.com. Brain Matters Research, wonderful people, amazing work, changing lives. Brain Matter Research, making your memories matter. 2 minute warning in effect right now. It is the Comedy Spotlight. C-Cat, I'm sorry, Raven from the band Plastic Piano performs his comedy to the delight of Tina, Dean, and probably a dozen or so listeners who still want to hear what he's got to say. The home team is back in moments on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Into the 2 minute warning, we fly. ESPN West Palm Play is our new home for all video content, storytelling, and features. Go to YouTube and punch in ESPN West Palm and then subscribe to play. Isn't that right, Christian Cat?
Oh, yeah. You said it. Subscribe to ESPN West Palm on YouTube. Behind-the-scenes content, exclusive interviews, and all the best action anytime, anywhere, for free. Subscribe to ESPN West Palm on YouTube. Got a fun video up there right now playing the game What's in the Box?
What's in the box?
ESPN West Palm Play presented by Duffy Sports Grill and Lido Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fonrath. Watch us play.
By the way, that feature's fantastic. Tina doesn't know what an artichoke is. Didn't know what an artichoke is.
I said I've never seen one in real life.
You didn't know what artichoke
is? Queen of Style doesn't know what artichoke is. You've had spinach artichoke dip, though.
I have, but it's been made for me. I've never seen the actual artichoke look like.
By the way, the videos...
Don't spoil what the other two are.
The video is great, but how do we not have the music playing under that from the movie Seven?
What's
in the box?
Yeah.
I got to talk to Brian.
Because it's so funny.
Right, but I'm saying the score from the movie should be on there. Yeah. Or like zany music. You know, like...
Or Benny Hill music.
Yeah. But it's great. But go to our ESPN West Palm Play channel. I loved it. I thought the video was great.
It was funny.
I knew what it was.
I thought I was funny.
At first, I thought it was an animal.
I was like, they would have made that to you.
You have to think about it. Like, what could they actually get?
But it could be like a snapping turtle.
No, they wouldn't. you said a pregnant turtle.
I know. I said what?
You said it was a pregnant turtle.
I was joking.
I know. Obviously. It was a stupid answer.
Yeah. Well, what?
Jeez.
I was joking. I know you were joking,
but I was like, that is so annoying.
They showed her an artichoke, and she still didn't know what it was.
Ken didn't know what an artichoke was either. He'd never seen
one.
Yeah,
that was a little disappointing.
Ken didn't know what an artichoke
was? You not knowing, I get. Yeah. You're from Loxahatchee. But Ken not knowing, that was a surprise. Yeah.
If you want to know what we're talking about, go to ESPN West Palm Play.
Yes,
look at the video for yourself.
Go watch.
That's right. Check out What's in the Box. What's in the Box? I forgot what I was going to do here. Interviews. Comedy. Dean asked me to be on his show. Dean does an interview show.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, how much does Dean need a guest? Why am I getting asked?
No.
Would you want to use me when there's real people you could interview?
Because everybody's a real person.
Is it a bone? You're throwing me a bone? He feels bad for me.
No.
I did a feature on Dean in the magazine, so he feels bad for me because he knows I'm a washed has-been. So Dean's like, I got to save this guy. It's like a movie where it takes a turn where it's like, I got to do something. Got to get his head back in the game. Time for the championship of cringe. It is Dad Joke Daily. 3 jokes in the comedy spotlight. C-Cat, go.
Start off with a fun fact for you. 5 out of 4 people admit they're bad at fractions.
Get it, 5 out of 4.
Yeah.
You're bad at jokes.
But one thing that is true, that dogs can't operate an MRI machine, but cats can.
I give a little love on that. Cats can.
Yeah,
number one.
I've been thinking about taking up meditation. I figure it's better than sitting around doing nothing.
So stupid.
It's
so stupid. I had to laugh. Championship Cringe brought to you by nobody. Nobody wants any involvement. I told you, Hard Rock Bet, I got to play for you inside the 2-minute warning. We are running out of time here quickly. Thank you. I am going to give you the hockey game. There's only one being played tonight. The hockey game tonight, first period, over 1.5 goals scored, -160 at Hard Rock Bet.
Take it.
Go over 1.5. I think they score 3 goals in that first period. If not, they score 2. Coming up next, it is Freddie and Harry. We got Heat and Suns coming up at 7. And kids, remember, every single day above ground
is a good day.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Have a great night. Be safe, be smart. See you tomorrow at 4, Home Team Time, 6 p.m.